And so as you settle your body in the just right way for you today, let your eyes close and let's focus on those eyelids for a moment as you allow your body to just sort of let go, sinking down into that solid support beneath you. And those eyelids of yours, soft, gentle heaviness, if you can imagine that kind of soft, gentle heaviness in those eyelids. And you know, with that kind of soft, gentle heaviness in those eyelids, it does sort of send a signal all around and all through to your whole being that this is the time for comfort. This is the time to relax. This is the time for you now to embrace a comfortable relaxation. So those eyelids and their soft, gentle heaviness sends that message all around and all through. And so even if you're sitting out and if you can kind of stretch your legs out, we want to actualize this time by progressing some deep inner comfort all around and all through. So bring your attention to your feet. And as you bring your attention there, let's take three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. So focus goes from eyelids to toes, yet taking those three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. The process of comforting begins to occur, for this is your time and space and place for deep inner comfort. And with those three deep breaths, in a moment your breathing does settle down to its normal inhale and exhale. And so from that soft, gentle heaviness in the eyelids all the way down to the toes again, a kind of wave of comfort occurs, and then you begin to invite and allow this kind of comfortable sensation of relaxation as it flows from your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And becoming aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comfort sensation continues flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Up through the chest, in a warm and nurturing kind of way, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny of you, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfort. And the more comfort, the deeper. And this sensation of relaxation continues flowing down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing as you comfort even more. Across the upper back as you turn attention there, flowing that calm comfort across and down, allowing that comfortable sensation to flow all along and all through the entire back area. And just allowing this sense of comfort to flow deeply, completely, thoroughly, strengthening that backbone, and then deeper and lower as it moves in through the middle back, releasing, and then deeper and lower into lower back, releasing all the muscles, tissues, fibers, soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And this lower back sensation of comfort now, a deep relaxing sensation, flows all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. So that in a moment or two, not yet, I'll tell you when, but in a moment or two, we're going to take another big, deep, cleansing breath in, a release, not yet, but in a moment, and you'll go twice as deeply as you already are. Now, at the base of your neck, as you place attention there, flowing this comfort up over the back of your head, all around your crown area, and down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now you can say 0 and enter a state that's deeper for you, or you can just take now one nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release. And just letting it all go now, drifting deeper and even deeper. And let's begin to imagine, as we open the door of your imagination, that we could just sort of move our attention right down into the middle, right there at that solar plexus level. It's like deep within the center core of you. Imagine that you could just kind of float right down into that center place within you. And right there in the center of you at solar plexus level, which is your I am-ness, I am becoming, that is your empowerment center. It is the body-mind communication center. And it's where you can connect to your own inner light, where you can connect to that inner empowering feeling. And it's also where that deep well of love resides within you. Now, that deep well of love came in with you when you came in to being. It's just a given. And if you're just now discovering about it, how fortunate But if you've already known that it's there, how wonderful. But place your attention on that deep well of love. It's yours. And if you could imagine connecting now to that deep well of love within you, that you can, in that connection, begin to radiate the love from your own inner well, your well of love, radiate it out into your whole physical being, as though from your own well of love, you can radiate love really out into your whole physical body so that every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body is receiving love from your own deep well of love. Send it out to yourself. Send it into the arms, hands, and fingers. Send it into your head and neck and shoulders. Send it into your entire back area and down through your chest, solar plexus, abs around the hips, down through your thighs, into your knees, into your calves. Radiate that love from your own deep well of love to every nook and cranny of you, down your calves, into heels, ankles, feet, out through the toes. So the love is going really deep within now, as though it's going to the very cellular layer of you. For this deep well of love is yours. And we're connecting to it and sending its vibrant love to every nook and cranny of your body, down to the cellular layer. And while it's still radiating out to your whole being, now we're going to let it continue moving into that space from your skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. We call that the mind space. Let the love continue to flow and fill your body, but move into the mind space all around your body. So you're radiating love out your whole being, including your mind space around you. So now you're having a cushion of energy, the energy of love from your own deep inner well. And this cushion of energy is all around you. And your whole being is filled with the love, down to the cellular layer. So from your deep inner well, love within to love without, and love without to love within. Keep it radiating. It's easy and effortless. Once making the connection to your deep inner well of love within, it's flowing now. Easily. And you will remember about your deep inner well of love to send love to your whole being and your mind frequently. Because then, as today, when we take you to the top of your symbolic staircase now, at the top of your staircase, you're beginning to get in touch with how very deep that well of love is within you, because it is unending. You're still radiating love out to your whole being, into your mind space, and now it's going to go beyond your mind space. Let yourself, from that deep inner well, your heart may be involved in this as part of the sending out the love now, because now you're radiating out love to all those near and dear to you in your world. Send the love out from your own deep inner well. It is unending how filled with love this is, your well of love. So you can send it not only to yourself and to your mind space, but out to those near and dear to you, and then it keeps on going. You have the greatest, deepest inner well of love. You could send it out all around this community of yours, all around your state, all the way out across the globe, from your country to country, and from the globe outwards to the universe. You have that much, and it keeps on going. And you know what this does? Well, you can imagine, as you send out love to yourself and to all those around and beyond, just let yourself reap the benefits of the knowledge and the wisdom of what that much love is doing for those near and dear to you, for you, and for all those known and unknown, and all around, globally, to the universe. What a powerful energy of love that is. Keep sending, keep sending. And then at some point, just allow it to settle down. You've sent it out and to the outer beyond. And that love of yours from your deep inner well has done so much goodness. For it is meant to do that kind of goodness, isn't it? And so as you bring the energy to a more subdued level, where you're just still radiating it throughout your being and beyond, maybe to the circle of your near and dearest. But then to imagine that this love, in sending it out to miles and miles beyond you, that it's doing such a lovely kind of work without really much effort, because it's so powerful, that deep well of love within you. And now all the love that you've sent to yourself and in your mind space is doing its good work to bring that image of you into such a beautiful, radiantly healthy comfort, that every step down now reinforces all these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper, deeper down now, maintaining the love flow from your own deep inner well, maintaining it for yourself and for the close, near, and dearest to you, knowing that that deep inner well within you is doing its good work for which it's meant to do, love all around and all through. that your own radiantly healthy image is strengthened by it, and that if there were any negatives, they've long ago dissipated and disintegrated. And you begin to go forward now in the positive domain as the door of your imagination opens a little wider to take you on a little bit of a journey to find the gift for yourself. And so the door opens and you're walking forward into the unknown, but guess what? You have the power of love within you and all around you. It is such a strong asset because it comes from your own deep inner well, that well of love you came in with. And so it is very secure and comfortable for you to walk along a path that may be unknown to you. And soon you are joined by some kind of friendly helper. Wonder what kind of friendly helper joins you on this path. Just notice about this friendly helper. And remember, you are completely surrounded and filled with the healing power of love that comes from your own inner deep well. So you're noticing about your friendly helper who says to you, I'm here to help show you the way to your gift. And so you're wondering about this. And you're feeling comfortable with this helper. You've noticed about the shape and form of this helper, and you've noticed that there's communication. And so being surrounded and filled with love, everything seems to be going just quite beautifully. And you're walking along, enjoying the day. And soon your friendly helper says, you know, it's just up around the bend near the great oak tree. And so you might feel a little bit excited because there's a gift for you at the great old oak tree. As you round the bend, you see that tree. You get a sense of it. You know any of your senses have already heightened to notice this journey filled with love. And so your friendly helper guides you gently off the path to find right there at that foot of the tree between some outcropped roots is the gift beautifully wrapped for you. Curious you are about this gift. And you probably even ask your friendly helper, what is it? And the friendly helper just simply tells you to open it. It's yours. And what you find is something within that you've been wanting. It might be a thing. It might be a quality. It might be something else. But it's the something that you've been wanting lately. And however it shows itself in shape or form, tangible or intangible, you come to know about it. And you look deep into the eyes of the friendly helper and you say, how does this come about? I want to thank whoever or however this came into being. And the friendly helper tells you to thank yourself for receiving the gift of the thing that you've been wanting lately. And one more thing that the friendly helper wants to give you at this time is to say, you know, this is also a gentle reminder, this gift today, to be present with the gift. And that as you be present with it, you give yourself another gift by being present to this moment and appreciating being present to the moment comes easily and effortlessly to you. So you sort of muse about this and ponder about it. And the friendly helper sort of magically produces some comfortable cushions and pillows for you to rest against the trunk of the tree. And some of you might like to even rest against the bark and feel the surge of the life that flows through this great old oak tree. But it's very comfortable. And you hold your gift. And if it's a kind of intangible, you sort of let it smush right into your whole being, into your heart, and into your mind. And if it's tangible, you find the just right way to hold on to this gift and be present to either way it shows itself. And being present to each precious moment is, as your friendly helper said, another gift to be receiving of that. Being present to each precious moment. And whether this present moment or this gift, or this journey to find it and being helped by the friendly helper, let yourself receive it just the way you received all the love deep within you from that deep inner well. And somehow, in some way, knowing that this gift is going to help you in your next level of your journey on your path, that in some way staying present to it and with it and feeling it and sensing it, connecting to it, that deep inner well of love within you is also helping you to connect with the gift. And perhaps in some way, as the gift has been revealed to you, and as you become present to the gift, and you become present to the moment, there's just this kind of circling energy all around you with the love, and it's sort of spiraling all around you in a variety of colors, and it's an energy of an awakening within you to help you realize that you are the gift. You are the gift to yourself, and you are the gift to the world, and you are present to it all. To allow that deep inner presentness filter down into such a comfortable state of well-being, sending all kinds of loving energy to all parts of you, for the whole being in calm and in comfort and in love. And let yourself be comfortable and secure, being the gift and being present to it. And allow yourself to see how much more can come through to you by this experience today. How much more goodness could you receive and allow to flow through, to let it in, as though this is just the beginning of allowing even more goodness to come. For you are on your goodness path, and a goodness path can only allow more good. That's how your mind and body respond. And these are the kinds of results you'll have. Love and goodness, comfort and healing and wellness, and being present to each precious moment. And so you are allowing yourself now this receiving of the goodness, and to remember that your own deeper inner well of love is always there, and that you can dip into it. You can receive the benefit of it simply by taking a few deep breaths and just letting yourself sink right down in to the depths of it, and let it pour its goodness all around and all through you, even in a short, quick way, and then gently counting yourself out, feeling much better for having done so. As of today, we are so pleased, as all the images are, that we are connecting in this way, and they're appreciating that you took this willingness today to receive and allow the journey. And so as the images fade, the strength of them still stays with you, as they are appreciating and you're appreciating. And so at zero, we reinforce it all, and we begin to come up and out, bringing back the goodness from this experience. Out one, with a deep cleansing breath in, a release. Two, realizing where you placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, feeling very, very comfortable, a sense of well-being. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, wide awake and alert.